Just in the past few hours, it's been revealed that the Pope met secretly with Kim Davis, the Kentucky clerk who was jailed for refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses. The reason for the meeting was unclear, since Davis isn't Catholic. The Pope avoided mentioning the words same-sex marriage during his visit. However, he stressed the importance of religious freedom several times. Same-sex marriage remains a controversial issue. The Church opposes it, but a growing number of Catholics say they recognize it as a matter of civil rights for gays. Reporter Judy Valente joins me now for a quick postscript to this twist to the story. Judy, what do you think the response will be to the Pope's meeting with Kim Davis?
Well, I think a number of people are scratching their heads right now, wondering why this meeting took place. There had been general agreement that Pope Francis had pulled off a masterful display of diplomacy. He was able to reinforce the Church's opposition to same-sex marriage and other issues such as abortion without using harsh or judgmental language. He didn't even mention these two issues by name. So why he would meet with such a polarizing figure as Kim Davis, who is not Catholic, in fact, who is someone who was born into a Catholic family and walked away from the Church, the Catholic Church, that is very puzzling.
The Pope has received glowing acclaim for how he conducted himself during his visit to the U.S. and specifically in Philadelphia. In fact, commentators talk of a Francis effect. Are there any other controversial aspects to this visit likely to affect that acclaim?
Well, I think there were. Overall, the visit was a huge success, but there were a couple of discordant notes that many Catholics are talking about right now. I was only in Philadelphia, but one of those notes has to do with the fact that women were not giving out communion at the papal mass, even though women have been extraordinary ministers of communion for several decades in the Church. That was reserved for only ordained clergy, and that means only men in the Catholic Church. And I think many Catholic women found that hurtful. Additionally, I would say waiting till the last day of the visit to meet with sex abuse victims also perhaps might not have sent the best signal. And certainly the Pope's praise of American bishops for their handling of the clergy sex abuse scandal. That, too, was a bit puzzling since, one American bishop at least has been convicted for covering up abuse. Several have had to resign over covering up abuse. And there are many groups, many advocates for sex abuse victims who would say that there were a number of bishops in that audience that day who should be in jail right now.
Well, overall, Judy, how do you think history is going to remember this visit from the Pope?
Well, I think that these few perceived missteps will probably fade from memory and not color what was otherwise a very spiritual, very meaningful event, I think, for all the Americans who were there or watched it on TV.
All right. Judy Valente, GLT reporter, thank you very much for your coverage and for visiting with us during Sound Ideas today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Willis.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern.